This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden departed on the first foreign trip of his presidency Wednesday, touting strong alliances ahead of summits with G7, European, and NATO partners before a face-to-face with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Biden told reporters as he boarded his presidential plane Air Force One outside Washington, his trip would make, quote, clear to Putin and China that Europe and the United States are tight. The 78-year-old president is headed first to Britain for a G7 summit, a meeting of the group of seven wealthy economies. He will later visit Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle, fly to Brussels for summits with the NATO military alliance and the European Union, then finish it up in Geneva where he meets Putin next Wednesday. South Korean fire officials say at least 9 people were killed and 8 injured when a 5-story building collapsed suddenly Wednesday, a failed demolition that saw it fall onto a busy street. The building collapsed as it was being demolished in Gwangju, some 270 kilometers southwest of capital Seoul, according to a local fire department. South Korea has been known in the past for having a bad safety record in terms of infrastructure. A department store collapse killed more than 500 people in 1995. And a bridge collapse in 1994 killed 49 people, but the country has in recent years tried to improve its safety record. European Union lawmakers Wednesday endorsed a new travel certificate ahead of summer that will allow people to move between countries in Europe without having to quarantine or undergo extra tests for coronavirus. The widely awaited certificate is aimed at saving Europe's travel industry from another vacation season hindered by COVID-19 restrictions. Holiday destination countries like Greece have led the drive for their certificate. This is VOA News.